if your students struggle with the concepts of straightening their legs and pointing their toes, here are a few ways that I like to teach it and also how I like to train for it. I think that's what gets neglected the most is you can teach all the right cues, you can even demonstrate it completely correctly, but if you're not developing your students' bodies and the strength and the flexibility that it takes to actually achieve these positions, it will never happen. All right, to teach how to straighten legs, I usually see people teach this while standing up, which is a fine way to do it, but I think there are better ways. But if you're starting here, some people do it in verse two, you'll see the knees go from relaxed to actually rising up. And all you're really thinking about is engaging this quad muscle, pulling the knee back, and kind of lifting up as much as you can. The thing that I don't like about this, though, is when you're working with people who have never danced before, they're gonna think straight just means that there's no bend. But straight actually means engaging this muscle as hard as you possibly can. So you can stand with straight legs and not actually be doing what you need to do. So the way that I like to teach it, I'm gonna move you to the floor.
I have my students sit on the ground at a 90 degree angle. So like really rotating the pelvis forward, keeping that back up nice and straight. From here, you're already at the end of this range of motion. So your legs are already straight for that non-dancer. And I want them to engage this quad to the point where their ankles lift up off the ground. This burns, and you should tell them, yes, it burns. Burning is good. That means that you're building strength. So please chase the burn if you want to get better at this. Don't avoid it just because it's easier. But this is how I like to teach straightened legs, just because it really forces them to go a little bit farther than they have to if they're standing up, if that makes sense.
And then for pointing toes, and I can't believe I'm about to put my dogs on the internet for free, so trigger warning advance, but also this is going to be helpful, so that's why I'm doing it. But I like to talk about three different points of the foot. So first, I like to talk about this point here, point one, I like to call it, right where that shin bone meets the top of the foot. You want to point through that first. So finding the difference between a flexed foot and a pointed at point one. And then point two is this big toe joint. And usually you can point this, and then you can also lower this just a little bit more. Do you see that slight flexion there? Two. And then three is the top of the toe, curling all the way through it, thinking about trying to get that toe to reach your heel right behind. So that's one, two, three. And I really like to teach those in sequence because that's how they should think about the toe point happening. Sometimes you'll see kids that haven't danced before start to just curl the toe or be like this. And really you need to think about one, two, three, because every single dance motion starts from your core or from your back and works its way outward. So I, in my warm-up routine and stretching, like to combine these two things together, and I'll have them sit completely straight in that position that we talked about. And then first they're gonna lift or engage the legs, straighten the legs, and then they're gonna completely flex, and then they'll point through it. One, two, three. And then they're gonna uncurl the opposite way. Three, two, one. And then they're gonna relax the leg and put the ankles down. And that's training this muscle the whole time. And then it's training them how to extend that out and also how to undo it. Undoing it is gonna be really important when you talk about things like landing a jump and going toe ball heel into the floor. Again, if they can't do that when they're just sitting here and this is their only responsibility to think about, they won't be able to do it in the really fast landing of a jump. And that's when you're gonna hear that slap and you're gonna have a not controlled landing that looks bad. So really emphasize this and put it into your warm up, straighten. Point, unpoint, relax. And I would do like 10 of those in a row. You can even put it to music so that they have something to listen to and like give it counts. You can go really slow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and then speed it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then speed up. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1. And train them how to do that slowly and get that burn and that strengthening, and then train them how to do it more quickly, which would be more similar to what they would have in choreography. And lastly, but honestly, this is one of the most important things, is to make sure that you're training the flexibility of the foot. Because you can see, like, my feet are pretty flexible. I can pull this pretty far. I actually don't have the strength to hold it there. As I let go, you see it kind of goes back up. But kids that are new to dance, this might be as far as their flexibility goes, which this is barely pointed. So if this is as far as they can go when they're actually pulling it across, even if they're using all the muscles in here the way that they're supposed to, they're never gonna reach that full point. So you need to make sure that you're developing that arch to go a little bit farther every day. I'll show you a stretch that I like to do. All right, I'm putting you back on the floor. My kids think I'm crazy for this one, but you can thank my Russian gymnastics coaches for it because they actually made us do this standing up. But I like to start on my butt and then squeeze your feet together. You wanna make sure that you stay connected through here the whole time. You're gonna bring those toes up, find that full point, and then you're gonna start to go over the top of the toes, press off of your hands to put a little bit of weight on them. And you really wanna make sure the feet stay connected here. It's gonna be easy to go like this because this is way easier to do. Make sure that they're staying here.
if this really hurts, and it will when it's the first time, you can keep more weight shifted back on the arms. It's also going to develop arm strength, so bonus. But as they can relax and breathe into it, keep shifting that weight forward into those three points that we talked about earlier. You want to feel the flexibility through point one, point two, and point three. And then you're just going to hold this for maybe a minute, and then you'll shake it out.
And they're going to be like, oh my God, that hurts so bad. Why are we doing that? And I like to say, my coaches used to make us do that standing up.
Literally, we'd be against a wall over the top of our toes like this for minutes at a time.
So it can always be worse, but you'll thank me in the long run when you have really, really pretty arches.
So those are my tips for how to straighten your legs and point your toes, especially when you're working with people that don't really know how to move their body yet. Make sure that you're emphasizing this throughout your entire stretching routine. I think it's really easy to get complacent, especially when the stretch is focused somewhere else, like maybe you're doing like a straddle and reaching forward. They should still be straightening their legs and pointing their toes just like we were. If they're not doing it in warm up, they're not gonna do it in their choreography. So make sure that you're starting the day by warming up their bodies the way that they wanna move for the rest of the season. Those are my tips. Good luck out there.